In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Once again, good morning, and the thunder is giving us some extra music this morning. There it is. I'm going to start with a little show and tell, so everybody be ready to look and see. I don't know if you can see in the back, but isn't this a beautiful apple? Can you see it? It's a big, beautiful apple, red delicious, I think is what it might be. It doesn't have any bruises on it, no wormholes or anything like that. Right on time, right? But what you see with this apple, it looks good and everything, but if you cut it open, it might not be, right? It could be kind of rotten inside. I remember when I was a youth, I grew up on a farm and we had a garden. And one time we had watermelon out in the garden. And this one watermelon, of course, I wasn't experienced at it as dad. And so I picked this watermelon and broke it open. And guess what? It wasn't good inside. And so what I'm trying to get at is we can't always judge a book by its cover. We can't always judge an apple by the way it looks on the outside. There is a little story I wanted to tell here. One day while walking through an orchard, a young man stopped under an apple tree, and it was loaded with big, beautiful apples just waiting to be eaten, and the man picked what he thought looked like the best apple on the tree. He couldn't wait to eat it. He took out his pocket knife and cut it open for a taste, and to his great surprise, the apple was filled with worms. It was rotten. Unfortunately, it is sometimes the same with people. Some people act so good and they act so decent on the outside. They go to church, they quote Bible verses, they seem to listen to the sermons and give their offering at church, but it could all be for show on the outside. It doesn't necessarily change anything on the inside. They look good on the outside, but possibly their goodness is only skin deep. There isn't anything new. This isn't anything new. This isn't anything new. And Jesus faced the same problem. In our gospel today, we heard Jesus say that Isaiah prophesied rightly when he said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, teaching human precepts as doctrines." When I was a young boy, my parents instilled in me the importance of having a good Christian faith in my life. And I remember asking myself two very important questions that really concerned me because of my spiritual upbringing. The first question was, how can I be sure that I'm going to go to heaven when I die? And the second important question along the same lines, how can I be sure that I am not going to the, quote, fires of hell when I die? I'm sure that some of you have asked yourself these types of questions at times in your life, especially when a close family member dies or a close friend. We think of answers to these questions like, if I follow all the commandments, or if I go to church on Sundays, or if I follow this rule, or if I follow that rule, then I will be certain of making it to heaven, right? And then we remember that there is a lot more. There's a lot more to this way of following the way of Jesus Christ than following a set of laws. And this brings us to the Pharisees, the religious leaders, when Jesus walked the earth. They followed all the rules of religious law. Following the letter of the law was extremely important to them. But we know how Jesus felt about them. As one writer puts it, quote, he said, "The Pharisees were worried about dirty hands, but Jesus had a different matter in mind. Jesus was much more worried about dirty hearts." End of quote. The problem that can come about from just following the letter of the law is that it can be done without any inner feelings of goodness or any inner feelings of love in the heart. It doesn't seem right to me that God would have a big giant tote board. Did you ever imagine that he would have this big giant tote board up in the sky? And he would be sitting beside it to see if Matt has this many strikes against him, or if he has this many good points for him. It doesn't seem right. I read an article one time where the writer said, God might not get out a tip, might, okay, this is the quote, God might get out a tape measure and put it around our hearts to see if we cared enough and if we loved enough those people that we meet each day, end of quote. So, from what we hear in today's gospel reading and from what we hear about our faith over and over, what is really important is the attitude we have when it comes to matters of the heart. I love inspirational quotes, and this one fits right in with our thoughts on this. If you follow me on Facebook, you know that I love inspirational quotes. A lot of people make comments about them, and also I have a verse of the day I put on every day. I love inspirational quotes, and this one says, "The concerns about others will make your trip a delight. The concern about others will make your trip a delight." In a sense, we are all on a trip of sorts as we make our way through life. Will we make our trip through life one of feeling fulfilled inside by caring about others and helping out where we can, trying to make a difference in the world? What I've been talking about this morning comes down to us putting aside our selfish wants and instead being kind. Being kind, being considerate, showing a real compassion for the hurting. It means not blaming society for this or not blaming the devil for that. It means not making excuses for our mistakes. Not making excuses for our mistakes. It means accepting responsibility for our mistakes. And we're human people. We're going to make mistakes. But we need to accept responsibility for our mistakes. And if our mistakes are sinful, then we need to ask God for forgiveness. And we need to try to keep doing the best we can. It means accepting responsibility for our sinful pride at times and our selfishness. We truly need to put our heart into our faith. Pardon the cliche. That's an Amber Alert, I think. But anyway, pardon the cliche. But remember that they will know that we are Christians by our love, right? I think everybody's shaking their head here like this, that they've heard that one before. But it's true. They'll know we are Christians by our love. I heard about this student who came up to his teacher one day. He came up to his teacher one day and said that he was ready to assume the office of the ministry. And the teacher asked him, he said, "And what are your qualifications, son?" The student said, "Well, I'm able to sleep on the ground if I have to. I'm able to eat nothing but grain. And I'm able to carry heavy burdens on my back." Hearing this, the teacher took the student by the hand and he led him outside to a field. The teacher said, "Do you see that mule over there in the distance? He too sleeps on the ground, eats nothing but grain, and can carry heavy burdens on his back. After this point, you may qualify to be a mule, but you're not ready for the ministry yet." I'm glad you gave a little chuckle because That's the truth. Sometimes we miss the point. The student had missed the most important point. He thought he had done what was necessary to do, what was needed, but he did not say even one word. He didn't say even one word about matters of the heart. He didn't say one word about having compassion on someone who was hurting. And a little editorial here. I've seen so many people lately who have no compassion on the hurting. How about you? Have you had compassion on the hurting? Have you seen people not have compassion on the hurting? You know, the bad news of life fills the news day in and day out. I believe that the good news of life can be found in our Christian faith. We talk about it all the time. The Gospels as being, we don't say the Gospels as being bad news, right? The Gospels are the good news. We say it all the time. In our Gospel lesson, Jesus says to us, "Listen to me." He doesn't say, "Well, I know that you got a lot on your mind and you're thinking about what you're having for lunch today." He says, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand." It couldn't be more specific than that reading right there. He reminds us in this same lesson that, quote, that it is what comes out from within, from the human heart, that answers whether or not we may attain eternal life. We need to ask ourselves this very personal question. Is there room in my heart for the Lord and the Christian way of having compassion on the hurting, of love and caring about others? Or do I just say that to myself at church and then go out and end up living an entirely different way of life? A life of selfishness, a life deep down of not really caring about anyone but ourselves. I think some people, they do things for others expecting the big pat on the back. It's okay to do something for others and not expect a big pat on our back. I think it seems to come down to living out the two great commandments. We know them, but can we sincerely say that we've been following them as a matter of our heart, or do we just say them rotely? You know what the two great commandments are, right? Do we take them into our heart and really think about what it says? I want us to take a few moments to sincerely think about those two great commandments and how they affect the way that we're living our lives. The first is to love God with all of our heart. It's right there in the first commandment. To love God with all our heart, mind, and strength. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Loving others, caring about others must be in our hearts. Must be our way of life. It must be sincere. And so, people, I open with a burning question from my childhood. Can we be sure of going to heaven when we die? Well, my answer to that is that I truly believe the answer is found very literally deep down in my heart. Can we say that? Before we continue with the creed, I would ask us to take a few moments to sincerely think about the two great commandments and how they affect the way that we are living our lives. So please remain seated for just a few moments and think about, you know, how the two great commandments are affecting our lives deep down in our heart. Now would everyone please stand?